Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Thank you for the patience on the phone lines. We're going to come right to you. I just want to reset everything for people just joining in. Also a reminder, subscribe and like our YouTube. Why? Evan's child needs to eat. All right, let's get... Well, it is facts. I'll tell you one thing.
Facts,
all
yeah.
That kid does is get Evan sick. And now I'm starting to have a problem with his kid.
Bruh.
Because now his kid is affecting my work day because poor Evan can't work.
Evan was looking like Kenny from South Park yesterday. He had the parka on,
yeah.
And it was pulled, and all you saw was his face.
I've had it. I officially have a problem with Evan's child. All right, let's get to the 3 o'clock, shall we? So we started the show, and we got a lot of people who want to talk about it. There are Lion fans getting their tickets revoked for violation of the selling and transfer policy. Well, one of the fans, it kind of went viral. I was made aware of it from friends of friends. And look, I knew one of these guys 15 years ago. This guy was my barber. As big of a Lions fan as I think could ever be built in a lab. So this guy was one of the people Channel 7 talked to last night. And he ended up calling the morning show. And I mean, I can tell you through a very limited amount of outreach to people who know people, this guy was at every road game last year, every home game. I knew him, Paul, and his name's Paul, and it was guys from Sterling Heights.
I don't ever want to hear you say that I know people.
No, like friends of friends, because I haven't talked to the guy in a decade, but he was a very nice guy. But like, he moved to Philly. He flies home every weekend to go to the games. He goes on the road. The Lions have him in their hype video. They put him up there all over TV. I laugh my ass off when I see it. And he's on the, hey, you should buy tickets to commercial. And they revoked his seats. So my question is, are you guys going through the same thing? Did they do this guy dirty? And look, candidly, he had 8 tickets. He would sell enough to cover an upgrade to the front row. He would then give away his other 4 tickets to friends and family. This guy's had tickets for 25 years. 25. And you know what all that loyalty got him? And this guy would go, Rico, I'll tell you, this guy would go every week. And they were terrible. I used to make fun of him. Probably a bad idea when someone's holding a pair of scissors. The point is. We'll reset
it. So I've heard.
Yeah. The point is, here's what you get for your 25 years of loyalty. Do you get a phone call? Do you get a conversation? Mm-mm. Do you get any negotiation? To protect the integrity of our tickets and do the best to serve our fans, the Lions conduct an annual review of Lions loyal member accounts. Our internal review of your account activity indicates a level of resales or transfer activity inconsistent with personal use of your Lions game day tickets, and we've made a decision not to renew your season ticket membership. The Lions season ticket memberships are a revocable license subject to Lions ticketing policies. Essentially, we'll do whatever the F we want, whenever we want. You own nothing and you'll like it. So the question is, do you believe they did this fan dirty? Or if they've taken your tickets and you want to tell your story, here's my bottom line. I never critique it. Team's winning. They're going to raise ticket prices. We talked about it. I didn't make a big stink about it. They got a business to run. You guys are willing to spend. They're going to raise the prices. I make fun of teams raising prices when you trade your best player, Luka Doncic, the Mavericks. The point is, you can't, well, you can, but you shouldn't treat people this way. This is silly. And yes, they should give this guy his tickets back. I don't agree with the idea that when you spend, if Rico bought Niners season tickets today, so he could go to two games a year and sell the rest, that to me is just fine. He spent his money. Yeah. So I don't like the idea that this policy even exists. And second of all, this guy, at least in Paul's case, bottom line is he was at every game.
Just not in his seats that, right, that he paid for. He was actually in upgraded seats that he paid for.
Hello. All by using the ticket broker partner of the team.
The problem is, I think it seems as if an organization got angry because he worked the system. And he worked the system to his advantage. And they didn't like that. So they took his tickets away. Anybody gets to work the system, it's the team, not him.
So, did they screw this guy over? We've got some audio we can play. He called the morning show. David, if you want to be on the bump back with some of those, we can do it. And I'm not trying to make it he's the only one. We've had a couple of calls. It's just he was featured on 7. And again, he's in the television commercial. He's on the pregame hype video at Ford Field. I mean, there's a bit of delicious irony in that, no? 248-539-9797. David, ticket text, and we'll get to the callers.
Buying tickets, it's like renting a house. He knew the rules. But being ghosted is wrong. That is from Jared. Someone else says, I got season tickets and screw that guy for hogging tickets to upgrade his seat. They should have been revoked.
All right, hold on, time out. Here's my one question. When you say screw that guy, you act as if owning the 8 tickets, he doesn't pay for them. Or that he didn't take a bath for years. Or that he bought more when the team was bad. I mean, you can say screw that guy. That's fine. It's your prerogative. And I understand some of the angst. But the guy isn't living in Dallas buying those tickets as a Cowboy fan because the Lions are good and he wants to just make money. The guy is literally consumed with this team to the point that he spent $50,000 of his own money last year going to every game, everywhere. So I don't know, man. If you want to do one of these loyalty exams, I would probably tell you this guy is he's built in a lab. I've never met anybody like that guy.
Right. When he's up there, you know, name dropping like Crackman and all these other super fans.
Right.
I think he's in the Lions Fan Hall of Fame. I don't think he was hoarding tickets to. Yeah.
Look, he had 8 tickets.
That
if he chooses to give 4 of them to friends and family or sell to friends and family. Okay. You can't be mad at that. If he sells 4 to reinvest in the team and get a better seat, I can't find anger in that. I can't do that. But if you do, because you're on the waiting list and you don't have tickets, different perspective, and I can't be mad at you. I'm not. He's not like one of these slimy New Jersey ticket brokers back in 95, okay? It's a different thing. David, go ahead.
The man paid the Lions what they asked him to pay for the tickets. Why should they care what he does with the rest of them after they got what was expected for the tickets? Leave the man alone.
Oh, because now teams, and this isn't just the Lions, this is all these teams. Oh, now they fancy themselves as the arbiters of justice and ticket brokers. Because there are also many teams are in high-priced relationships with ticket brokers. Stay in your lane. Put on a good product. Have a nice building. charged people exorbitant amounts of money, and then built kids for popsicles. $9.50 a pop. Stay in your lane.
To completely revoke the guy's tickets without giving him a call and saying, hey, you should maybe cut back or cut down, I think it's outrageous. The guy definitely deserves something in return. That is Tyler in a car.
I would agree with that, but as of this morning when he called the morning show, that is yet to happen. Let's go to Adam, 97.1. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I think this guy's getting completely jobbed. Like, this is terrible that they would use him in all their videos and then just get a Dear John letter. And I'm not talking about the bit that they do on the morning show. But I got to say, like what happens if, I mean, they've priced me out of getting season tickets. Let's just be upfront with it. They priced me out of it. So if me and eight or seven buddies get together and we buy two seats and we all get two games, but it's in my name, aren't I technically selling those tickets to the other seven guys?
Yes.
I mean, what's the difference there? I mean, would I be in violation if I got together with a bunch of my buddies and say, I want to at least hit up two games this year?
Feels like, seems like, sounds like you would be.
Right. I mean, I know people who do that. My father-in-law lives in Cleveland, bought Browns tickets. He's a Steelers fan. He was in front row of the dog pound, and he would sell those tickets there all the time because he doesn't want to be in the front row of a dog. He just wanted to go to the Steelers game. Like,
right.
It's ridiculous that they think that they – be able to take that away from
Adam. Let me say this, okay? And I think, and I hate that I have to do a qualifier, but if I don't, people are going to immediately recoil and not hear the rest of what I'm saying. So bear with me for a second, okay? The Lions have done an incredible job turning their franchise around. Top down, Sheila, Rod the Bod, Spielman, certainly Brad and the entire football staff. They are a very good football team right now. Now, with that said, here's what I really want to say, Brad. They're getting a little big for their britches because I still don't see a Lombardi trophy, much less trophies. They're getting a little big for their britches when we talk about you've had two really nice seasons in the last 200 years and you're starting to take people's tickets away because you don't like that they're transferring, selling. Like, you know, Adam, no offense.
You know what else we also don't have? We don't have a Lombardi, but we also don't have a George Halas trophy. We haven't even won the NFC.
There you go. I just think they're getting a little big for their britches. And it bothers me because, Adam, look, in the case of this Paul guy who, again, I haven't talked to him in over a decade. That guy is as Lions fan as it gets. 25 years, countless amounts of dollars, and you don't even get a phone call. And you're gone. You're done. And it's like, why? It's not like he threw a bottle on the field. It's not like he harassed people. Those things, you should lose your tickets. Be an adult. Be a good human being. You know, don't throw roasted almonds at kids. Like, for God's sakes.
Peanuts?
Maybe. Okay. But you get the point.
Right.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. You've got a little college hoops blitz later, correct? David, possibly. You do.
David does.
Top 10 Rico's coming in at 345. That's going to be exciting. And we do have a conversation at 4 o'clock. I do want to ask a question about the Pistons, who, once again, blew the doors off another team not trying whose best players didn't play, i.e. every team in the NBA, sans like six. That's the league, Rico. It sucks to say it.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So again, a couple of fans, including him, on Channel 7 last night, tickets got revoked by the Lions. We've had a couple people calling in, including, I'm going to get to a gentleman right now, his brother lost his tickets. Just the idea of, do you think teams should have that right if you're not breaking the law? If you're not harassing people or doing anything stupid, you know, general degenerate behavior, why has this become a thing now where teams get to arbitrate whether you get to sell your tickets or not? Yet they're in the ticket broker game with massive contracts with ticket brokerages. It just, to me, it crosses a line. And I hate the idea. I mean, that gentleman's name is Paul. He had tickets 25 years. He goes to every game. And now you're out. No conversation, no, not even a phone call. I think that's the part that pisses me off the most. Mm-hmm. Not a phone call? You don't get to talk to a human being? You get a ChatGPT email? Not right. It's not right. Do better. You know, the Lions want to be an elite franchise. They've done a hell of a good job on the field. Do a better job off the field here and fix this stuff.
For somebody who was with you through 0-16, that in and of itself means he gets a phone call.
Couldn't have said it better. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Brad, 97.1. Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
So my brother has four tickets. He's had them for about 4 years. He's gone to two games in 2 years. This year he went as far as he texted my other brother, my cousin's husband, said, hey, pick a game. I won't sell them. We'll go to a game. By the end of the year, I asked him, I go, hey, man, so what's up with that? I'll even pay face, $100 more than face. No hesitation, laughs in my face, goes, no way, I'm selling them for too much. So, you know, guys like my brother, I love dearly. I love my brother, but screw him. But if guys like my brother, whom, again, I love the guy, that's what I'm hoping. It's more of an algorithm thing that happened to Paul instead of, you know, like, because the guy, the Lions need to reach out to him and make it right. People like my brother, yeah, he got an email. Good. Take his tickets. I'm happy about it. I'm fine with it. Give him to the next guy.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving's going to be a blast at your house. Oh, man.
He knows how I feel.
I know. I love my brother, but screw him. No, but you know what's interesting, Brad? So you look like, did your brother was selling them through the team partner channel, right?
Correct.
So he would have been better off hawking tickets outside like it's 1997 and just doing a cash transaction.
I got two.
Yeah,
I got
two. What are you going to do?
No, you know what I'm saying, though, Brad. It's just it's kind of hypocritical. Hey, if you're going to move your tickets, be sure to do it through Ticketmaster. But
no, that part I agree wholeheartedly. But yeah, screw my brother. Get rid of his tickets. I'm with it.
Brad, I think we've established it. That's one of my favorite calls of the year so far. You know, guys, I really do love my brother. F him. Let's go to Adam in Detroit, 97.1. Adam, what's going on, bud?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Excellent, pal. What's up?
No, I just had, you know, just like everybody else, an opinion, and on top of that, maybe a suggestion for your buddy. I mean, obviously, I agree with everybody else. Being a ticket holder that long, then they use you as a poster boy to buy more tickets for everybody else, and then to do that to them is crazy. So my suggestion, I mean, why wouldn't he, you know, if the Lions don't do anything for him, and there's no route to take legally, put your feelers out with the division rivals. You know, see what the Vikings or the Bears or somebody else has to say, and, you know, see how much the Lions care about saving face.
I mean, listen, it's a humorous idea, but Adam, I think you know the answer. Guys like that,
sure,
they're incapable. It's a non-starter. I mean, the level of fandom it takes to be a season ticket holder for 25 years, to go to every game, to get to the front row. Adam, it's just, it ain't ever happening. But I love the idea of the fan portal. Believe me, I'm a Giants fan. Where do I shop my services? I quit. Right. And that's a life investment. No,
and I'm not saying he hears. And what can we do to save our face?
Look, because the easiest thing they could do, it's look, I'm not saying that teams should be reactive to every news story. They should not, okay? But in a situation like this, I think this is more of an all sports thing. I think it's a very slippery slope to go down when teams want to arbitrate what fans get to do with their tickets. I think it's more than fine to have a code of conduct on there that features behavioral things. Mm-hmm. Don't hurl an F-bomb at a child. Don't throw a sex toy on the field like the Bills fan. Don't do certain things, okay? And if you violate that, we don't want you in our building.
Correct.
No problem.
Correct.
But once they hand you their money, a team needs to stay out of all selling things, especially when the team's busy partnering up, cozying up with ticket brokers. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's the same principle. How dare you? You placed a bet on our game. Yeah, with the sports book you're partnered with.
Mm-hmm. Dude. In your stadium.
Right.
It's kiosk right there.
Hello. Let's go to Terry, 97.1. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, Terry. What's up?
So listen, 46 years I had my season tickets, and I took them over when my father died. Had four tickets. Well, we had, at one point, we had 20-some in the account. His account went back to 1954. That account has been a string in our family since 1954. And they canceled me. Same reason, said I sold too many tickets. But I was there for four decades buying those tickets when the team was hot garbage. I've been to hundreds of games, literally hundreds of games, and seen atrocious things on the field. And then my friends would all be saying, why do you keep going? Why do you keep doing this? Well, I'm loyal. I'm a fan. I'm going, and you'll never get the seats back if I give them up, you know? So, yeah, the worst part is they won't talk to me. I got a useless season ticket rep. He says, oh, I'm on a list. Somebody will call. Well, that's been over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Amazing that they have just completely ghosted me and you know, won't talk or discuss it or anything.
I'm so sorry, man. And look, I guess I'm different. I know fans are going to yell at me. Will he stop going to games? You know what? Life gets in the way. If you buy the tickets and you bought them for 43 years, I think you do have, it's your prerogative how many you go to versus how many you sell. They're your tickets. You paid the freight. When they increased the price, you paid. When they increased it again, you paid. Mm-hmm. I just, God, man, if anyone down there at Allen Park, come on, guys, you got to be better than this.
You know what the worst part of it is that it's almost like they encourage you to sell the tickets. Because when you go on to manage on the site to manage your thing, it's got a button that says sell tickets. And then you hit that to sell it. And Ticketmaster suggests a price that is way high. And any time that I've sold my tickets, or every time I do, I never sell for that high. I lower the price. I look to see what all the prices are in the section that I'm sitting in, and then I put it lower because I'm not trying to rape anybody.
Let me ask you a question, Terry. And I know it's emotional, and there's no right or wrong answer. But, like, now that this has happened, you've had a couple of weeks, does this affect how much you care about the team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not. I don't even know that. You know, if they called me and wanted me back, I'm not even so sure I'd do it. And I'll tell you what. After all this, it's going to be hard to even turn the TV on. After, you know, a lifetime of being a Lions fan, this is rough. I just really feel I've been done wrong.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And I understand, well, the policy's in the fine print. No, the policy is stupid.
And okay, let me tell you about the policy.
Sure.
Yeah, it's in their policy. The season ticket, I printed it out. It is 12 pages of legalese boilerplate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on page 9 that you got into the section about, yes, if you sell too many tickets, but they don't say how many.
Right.
And
what's too many?
Clear that it's arbitrary, you know, as to what they feel.
See, that's where I have an even bigger problem. And I have no reason to doubt what you're saying. It's just, how are you going to, that is such an Orwellian policy to just set an arbitrary number. When will then be now? Soon. Like, there has to be a number.
Right. And it's buried in all of that because they know most people are not going to read that.
You shouldn't have to. You know what it should really be? Hey, don't act like a bleep hole. Have a good time. I don't know.
Right. If you sell more than 6 games, then you're in trouble. Right. At least now you know. Okay, there's the number. Very easy. It's not 3 games for you, 12 games for David.
248-539-9797. We'll put a button on this one. We'll get some ticket texts. We got a college basketball blitz. We got to talk about the hottest team in Detroit, whether anybody cares. We're going to do that at 4 o'clock, 97.1.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, real quick, we'll get to the ticket text. Got to do a college basketball blitz. And then we got to talk about the hottest team in town. I got to figure out, A, what's wrong with me? which is a long list of things, but also just, am I alone in this? But real quick, before we get to ticket text, Kenny, I did have a question for you. I know you had a big opinion. Zelensky ready to sign the mineral rights deal.
No. Keep me out of this.
I nailed it.
All right, foreign policy, 248.
I'm totally busting balls. One of the guys that was on our trade list yesterday got traded. Frederick.
Yeah.
Going to Edmonton. The only reason I ask, overpay? Did you find, because the pricing, the marketplace season to season can change and dictate. It was a two, it was a four, and a player. I mean,
it was a two, a four, a player. It was a three-team trade. I think the Devils were also involved to offload some of that salary. I didn't think it was an overpay or an underpay. I think when you're buying a player that's going to help you in the playoffs, that's the price.
Okay.
That's what you pay. And he's still, not a, he's
as
not
we
a,
sit here today, obviously, big game tonight against the Canes.
Yep.
Even if they lose, I'm not going to panic. Win or lose, they got to make a move by Friday.
I agree. Okay. Totally.
Where's Gudas? David, let's get the ticket text, and then we'll get on to our next order of business.
I live in Clinton Township and have season tickets to the Titans. I go to two or three games a year, but sell the rest. They have no issues with that. At least they haven't said anything to me.
Yeah, cut scene. The next email. You're gone.
I had tickets 36 years. My grandkids, who are twins, got football scholarships to the University of Washington. So we followed them to UW for a year out west and couldn't go to the Lions games. We were told we could not sell every game. We need to opt out. That is Daryl in Oak Park. Raising tickets was expected. Becoming anti-consumer is a different thing. They wouldn't have done this when they were bad, but feel entitled now that they're good.
It's what I said earlier. I give them full marks. They've done an incredible job turning this franchise around. But you are not the Dallas Cowboys. You are not the Philadelphia Eagles. You are not the Kansas City Chiefs. I just think you're getting a little big for your britches. And I wouldn't be in the business of legislating what my fans do with their tickets.
And you, yeah, I mean, that's because that's just it. You don't have a trophy. You don't have an NFC championship. You don't have a Super Bowl trophy. You got division banners. That's it.
Ticket text regarding the Wings, because you just brought them up. Someone says they're not going to make a deal. That is what I believe.
Well, look, we're not going to handle a situation that may never come about.
Well, hang on. I just saw something that came across my Twitter. Helene St. James covers the Red Wings. Todd McClellan, this is per Todd McClellan. Steve Yzerman believes in the Detroit Red Wings at the NHL trade deadline, and players, quote, shouldn't be thinking the cavalry is coming. Just a coach saying something or nothing, guys. Because that's a little concerning.
Well, it actually comes higher up from the coach. Sounds like it's coming from Steve, who told him, hey, Steve, how are we doing on free agency? Well, we're not.
Shouldn't be thinking the cavalry is coming.
That means there is no help coming. It's just us.
This is not the quote I wanted to hear from my head coach less than a week before the trade deadline, boys.
Days.
Where does this rank on the concernometer for you all? Because to me, it's a good 7. Because he wouldn't be saying things like that if Steve Yzerman told him any differently, or if he wasn't under some sort of edict to say something like this.
I mean, we obviously could have left out the names and played name the team, name the coach, name the general manager.
I haven't quit on you. I'm just smoldering.
I know. Sent it to me in the break, and
I'm paying full attention. I'm listening to everyone's words. I'm just like melting inside.
It's just if you believe in the team, then why not add to them then? Give them more.
Because the first rule, this is like Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is we do not talk about Fight Club. The first rule about Yzerman is we don't expect anything of Yzerman. I mean, that's just what we're getting to, is basically if you're a fan who goes, I want good players, you're ungrateful. We should do something at the deadline. Ungrateful. I think we should make the playoffs before year 6. Ungrateful slut. The first rule of the Iser plan is you are not allowed to ask for anything from the Iser plan.
The only copium that I could exercise here is simply that his message to the team is don't play like there's somebody coming. We want you guys to keep trying as hard as you can so that we don't think we have to
I'll go with that.
That's the only thing that I could possibly think of. Otherwise, these are very concerning quotes.
Instead of reading a report going, Iserman's about to go in, like, this is what we get. And again, I think Kenny's right. I don't think McClellan is speaking out of his doo-doo. I don't think he's saying that unless he's had the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, to me, maybe it was kind of like when Aiden was like, you know, we're probably not going to get Myles Garrett. And we made fun of Wojo, but Aiden was probably talking to the higher-ups, and it was like, yes, son, we're not going to get
him. And it's not like he's not in the room with Steve while they're discussing potential trade targets. I mean, this isn't new information. He's not just taking a wild guess at what Steve might want or not want.
What do you want from me? Leave me alone. I hate everything.
It's spin the wheel on the organizations around here.
And the sad part is they've gotten better. They're all pretty good. And it's like you want some of the aggression to put you over the top.
It comes to the trade deadline, free agency.
Here's all I can say in the name
small market.
Here's all I can say in the name of fairness. We can't get upset at things that haven't happened yet. So once Friday comes by, Rico, I'm trying. It's personal growth. What do you want? I hate everything.
Oh my God, my chest. Oh.
I don't know what else to do.
Did he just utter those words?
I did.
You can't get upset. Mike, that's what we had inscribed on your tombstone.
I know. I just, Rico, I don't even know what to say to it. I don't want to believe that that's true. They're primed for a move. Their needs are clearly defined. What are we waiting on?
Well, I'm going to believe it because he put his name on. Rumors, you know, unnamed sources. This was him.
Source.
I'm your source.
Steve. All right. Well, F it. If you want to talk about it, you can call in. I quit. College basketball, FanDuel and things. I mean, how am I supposed to be excited here? I mean, Kenny just ruined the trade deadline for me. But if you want to bet some college hoops, hey, Cash Ticket was 2-0 again last night. Just saying. System, not a system, but it sure as hell plays like a system.
You took Houston and Duke?
No.
Because Duke covered
after
the first 10 minutes.
Morgan State was one of our plays last night. 2-0. Brother, I don't pick the system. The system picks me. We're delaying the college basketball blitz one segment, not only because I'm still sulking about the Red Wings report from, well, Todd McLennan. I'm going to give you guys some momentary joy. I'm going to do this because I try to be a good person, and I'm willing for all three of you to laugh at me in unison. The New York Giants are the betting favorite to land Aaron Rodgers.
You know what?
There is no decency in this world, is there? Why, Kenny, why does this day keep getting worse?
You know, sometimes it's not fun to kick a man with his
No, no, do it. It's fine. No. Seriously, I've given up on life.
This is it.
We have now gathered for the funeral of the New York Giants.
Thank you.
They are in the news to be the favorite to sign Aaron Rodgers, and it is now time to bury them. This franchise has won Super Bowls, but lately they've shown no ability to win games. It's over, Mike. I'm sorry.
Can't they just go find another coked-out linebacker and get back to the days of glory?
Coked-out linebacker. Yes, they should.
Just wanted to pass that along. On a more serious note, though, we were talking during the break. Kenny, scale 1 to 10, you said it's a 7. McLennan's comments. Can you read it one more time to me from the Helaine St. James report?
Let me pull it hold on. While you're doing that.
No. What now? The Giants are the betting favorite to sign. What now?
I just want to make sure you're okay. I just want to make sure you're okay, Mike.
Listen.
Because remember,
When Aaron Rodgers comes, I want you to think back to the Super Bowls that you won, spending time with your father. Think about Think about the Packer game that you two sat in there and froze your butt off. Okay? That's what I want you to hold on to. Remember those times.
You do realize he is who you have to worry about.
But see,
he hates Rodgers more than me.
No, no. But see, I need you to be able to uplift him, so I got to uplift you. It's going to be all right.
Man, that's a lot of lifting.
It's going to be all right. We're going to make it through this together.
You better get them prayers up. You got a prayer crane? Because it couldn't be worse for me and Pops.
We were actually praying for this to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God.
All righty.
Let's move it on, will you please?
Yeah, I got the quotes here. If you
let me in.
Bet you'd rather have the rat now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I might need a crane to uplift me here. Todd McClellan, this is for Helene St. James. Steve Eisenman believes in the Detroit Red Wings at the NHL trade deadline, and players, quote, shouldn't be thinking that the cavalry is coming.
12. Scale 1 to 10. 12. 12.
Devin was high.
All right, so let me ask you a question. How bad am I if I hope they get beat 7-0 tonight?
Come on, man. I might be going to that game.
No, Kenny, big picture. Yeah. Big picture. You gotta get them off that stance.
Or
they get blown out tonight.
Big picture, they beat Carolina, and Steve goes, wow, they're beating teams like Carolina. All right, maybe we need to do something here.
All right, bot boy. Yeah. Fine.
I'm sorry I'm not at a 12 like you.
I was so pumped up yesterday because even you, who was very pragmatic when it comes to hockey items, were like, no, they got to make a move by Friday.
They do. They got to make a move by Friday. And if they don't, then we have a show on Friday after 3 o'clock and set somebody on fire. I don't know. David, don't you do that to me. You know that's not true. Don't you dare.
All right. David, take a tech.
No, you and Steve. There we go. That's you and Steve.
Take it easy. Let's get to the ticket text, and then we'll get to our blitz.
I have wanted the trade with Buffalo since last year. I'm driving to the Wings game here soon, and this news made me less excited for tonight's game. Austin in Ann Arbor. The person says, Eiserman doesn't ever want anyone to have single expectation. If you do, he will let you down. Someone else says, I wouldn't feed into anything. Eisenman has always been secretive.
Okay. Right. I like, build me up.
Okay.
This is good. I'm already dealing with this Aaron Rodgers thing. Build me up.
Stevie Y, do you hate us? That is from Cam.
I like that. Nice play on words.
Glad to hear that about the Red Wings. I had planned on perhaps purchasing the FanDuel Sports Network on Xfinity for the rest of the season, but now I can wait until the Tiger season starts, if they get off to a good start. If this hockey team doesn't make a move and or miss the playoffs, I'm completely done with Eiserman. He's been here too long with zero results. Eiserman shouldn't make a move. Look at who is out there. Don't be desperate. Okay. At this point, I'm sure it's pretty much obvious to everybody, but Eiserman, yes, he truly doesn't care about us. He will do everything on his timeline.
Well, and let's face it, he's on the limitless plan. Rico said it for a long time. I mean, clearly. I mean, if they miss the playoffs this year, is he going anywhere? No. They missed the playoffs in year 7. Is he going anywhere? No.
Because what you'll hear, I'm angry, but let's give him another year.
Let me tell you, we got this kid in Cambodia you're really going to like, 2034. That's all it ever is with these people.
Yeah, when Sandy Pelica gets here, everything's going to change. Don't you worry.
Let me tell you, once Danielson figures it out, I quit. All right, can we get to our blitz, please? And the Giants are the betting favorite for Aaron Rodgers. This is a tough day. Oh, boy.
It's going to be all right, buddy.
No, it definitely isn't. let's get to the blitz, and then we got to talk a little Pistons for the people. Next, 97.1.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged.
just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.